morning. What an exciting day it is here at the church because we got in before the snow really started. So unlike some weeks in the past when we got snowed out, sort of, it's great to see you all today. It's also an exciting day today because after worship and after coffee hour, we're starting a new inquirers class for folks who are inquiring into the life and ministry of the church here and finding out what membership might mean for them. And for those of you who have been through inquirers classes before here, especially recently, you know that Pastor Chris and I always start things off with an icebreaker. We start things off with a question or an activity, something to help us get to know each other a little better. And the classic one, of course, is what's your name and where are you from, and if you could be any breakfast cereal, what would you be? And those are good questions. I stand by them. In fact, will you even turn to someone right now and just answer those questions? Where are you from? What's your name? And if you could be any breakfast cereal, what would you be? Try it out. Questions are kind of light, aren't they? They're sort of a first pass, a first introductory pass at getting to know someone and their proclivities for breakfast cereal. But there are other questions, aren't there? There are other questions that go deeper, that cut closer to the bone, that are more revealing. And in the Bible, Jesus is always asking people questions. As far as we can tell, he doesn't stay very long with questions about breakfast cereal on the light stuff, but Jesus immediately goes deeper, asking profound, probing questions to people about their lives, about their situation. And in the coming weeks of Lent, we're going to start this new series, a new preaching series, where we're going to be walking through some of the questions that Jesus asks the people he meets, questions that Jesus is asking us. And in this series of Lent, we're taking our questions from a devotional called Conversations with Jesus, which is actually in the back in Hope Room. You can pick it up. This has daily readings of Scripture, daily questions of Jesus day by day throughout this season of Lent, and an invitation to pray. So I hope you'll pick one up during coffee hour in the back. It's not a should, but it's an invitation. You can pick up this Conversations with Jesus and follow along throughout the Lenten season. Well, the first question of Jesus that we have before us today is this. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a piece of bread, would give a stone instead? Seems like a pretty strange question, and we're going to explore it and see what God is teaching us through this question and what God is asking us this morning. So as we begin, let's pray. God, you gather us by your word and you feed us by your hand. We pray that in this word we encounter today, this question you ask, that we might know more of you, we might be encouraged in our lives of faith, we might leave refreshed and renewed. All these things in Christ we pray. Amen. What a strange question it is. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, would give a stone instead? The answer, the immediate answer, of course, is no, obviously not. What kind of question is that? Parents generally know how to give good gifts to their children. And that's Jesus' point, isn't it? He says, if you who are evil, you who are less than perfect, you who get it wrong as often as you get it right, if even you know that as a parent you don't give a child a stone, even you know how to give good gifts, how much more, Jesus asks, will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? Well, this past Christmas, I asked for some gifts. I sent out a wish list, and maybe you do this as well. Send out a wish list to your family and say what you want, all the good things you want for the year. And I got a couple of gifts that I wanted to tell you about. The first was from Lisa's parents, my in-laws. And we went over to their house and opened gifts, and they gave me a shirt and tie combo. And it was very nice. But the thing was, the shirt and tie combo was the exact kind of thing that Lisa's father would wear every day to work. He's a lawyer. This is the exact style he would wear to the office every day. And so I opened it and I said thank you, and then I returned it later for something that suited me better. It was better for me. And then after opening that gift, we went over to my family's house, and I opened a gift from my parents, and they gave me this sweater. And the thing is, it's the exact kind of sweater my dad would wear, that he wears all the time. In fact, I think it's even his size, a little extra room in the front. I said, oh, thank you very much, and then I returned it, and I got something that suited me better. And I was laughing about these gifts, and I was kind of wondering about them. Were these gifts really about me or about my parents and my in-laws? Were they about things that I wanted or things that they wanted for me? For Lisa's dad, he hoped that I would be a well-dressed professional, a person wearing a suit, a shirt and tie combo to work every day, a person well-suited to taking care of his daughter. For my father, my dad, his concern, his intention was that I be a well-trusted pastor, one who wears a comforting sweater, one who's well-suited to faithfully serving the church, as he does. This got me thinking about this story from Jesus, about the good gifts that God wants to give to us. Are these gifts, these good gifts, more about our desire or more about God's desire for us? Are they more about who we are, or are they about who God is forming us to be? It's a helpful way, I think, to understand this passage, because Jesus says, for everyone who asks, receives, everyone who searches, finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. And if we're not careful, we can start to think about God as a kind of genie in a bottle, can't we? We find him on the beach, and we rub the side in prayer, and poof, out comes the God genie who says, your wish is my command. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here, is it? He's teaching his disciples about prayer and calling on them to develop the prayer practice of asking, seeking, and knocking, and trusting in God to respond. Behind this question about the stone and the bread is another question. It's, do you trust me? Do you trust God that God has good things in store for you? Do you trust that God will shape and form you into the person you are meant to be? Do you trust that God is powerful enough, strong to save? Because if you do, you will pray, Jesus says, pray. John Wesley said that prayer is where the action is. And Jesus invites us to a life of prayer. And along with this idea of the active side of prayer, the active seeking and knocking, I want to undergird what we're talking about with a theological thought from our Reformed or Presbyterian tradition. A theological thought to undergird us as we think about actively seeking the good things of God in prayer. And it's this. The reason that we can ask, the reason that we can trust and have confidence when we seek things from God that we need in prayer, is that we have already been sought, and we've already been found by God in Christ. Amen? The reason we are confident to seek and to find is we have been sought and found by our God who loves us. Amen? That is the undergirding. That is the theological basis upon which we stand, the root of our faith and the conviction we have. It frees us to this active life of faith, active life of trusting God by praying to God, asking, seeking, and knocking. For Jesus, there is something life-shaping, even soul-shaping, about ardently, humbly, and faithfully asking God for the things we need in prayer. It's an act of faith to ask from God. Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky once wrote this. He said, young man, be not forgetful of prayer. Every time you pray, if your prayer is sincere, there will be a new feeling and a new meaning in it, which will give you fresh courage, and you will understand that prayer is an education. Every time you pray, you will receive fresh courage, and you will understand that prayer is an education. Prayer gives us fresh courage for the living out of our faithful lives in our situation. I've been encouraged over the past couple of years as co-pastor here along with Pastor Chris to learn something about the faithful prayer practices of many of you in this congregation. I'm thinking about the prayer practice of a family who every week looks at a world map and picks out countries on the map and prays for those people around as they begin their dinner meal, prays for people of those countries. Thinking about the prayer practice of parents who kneel down with young children every night before bed and say their prayers, teach their prayers, prayers and education. Thinking of the prayer practice of the Wednesday morning group who gathers every week here to pray for our church, to pray for all of you, week by week. And what better season than Lent, which begins this week, than to accept Jesus' invitation to prayer in your life. What better time than this? This is Jesus' invitation to have your life formed by God through the practice of faithful prayer, trusting God enough every day to ask and to seek and to knock. Anybody here need to ask for something today? Like peace of mind in this crazy economic time? Anyone want to ask for that? Or for forgiveness for screwing something up royally? Do you need to ask for that? Or for acceptance by people around you? Is that something you're asking for? Anyone here need to seek something today? Have you been seeking something like a job or recovery from a health illness or a life partner? Anybody here been knocking on the door and hoping for a response? Hoping to enter into meaningful friendship or into a deeper relationship with your God? Anybody knocking? This is the time, and this is the invitation to you. As you trust in God, will you put your faith into practice this week by bringing your needs before God in prayer? This is the time. Would any of you, if your child asked you for a piece of bread, give a stone instead? Of course not. So have confidence when you pray this week that our God in heaven wants to give us good gifts. That as you walk through your life this week, that you might take some moments, some minutes, some time to show your faith, to put your trust in God, to pray, to ask, to seek, and to knock. Let's pray. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for your invitation to us to pray. Help us to trust you as the giver of every good and perfect gift, and form us, we pray, into your image, that we might live the lives that you are calling us to. All of this in Christ, we pray. Amen.